The deep state, the folks in Silicon Valley, they don't own the internet. They only own highly influential software that is prevalent on the internet. So we need our own community. We need our own servers. We need our own crowdfunding sites, our own social media sites, our own news sites, our own crowdfunding. And it will be the catalyst to win the country, but only because of patriots like Michael Dell, who put their money where their mouth is to build that alternative to the internet. If you're not watching FrankSpeech.com, you need to start. I do a show there every day at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. It's called The Stone Show. It's on Lindell TV2. You can get it at FrankSpeech.com. It's sponsored by MyPillow.com. Shameless plug. My promo code is STONE. But it is only through the dissemination of truth that we can win. And then, in 2024, we must nominate a candidate for president who will put America first. My first, second, third, and fourth choice is Donald J. Trump. He is only the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. Is he perfect? No, he's not perfect. Are all his endorsements perfect? No, all of his endorsements are not perfect. But what he accomplished in the face of an entrenched two-party duopoly, many Republicans who smiled to his face and knifed him in the back, I don't want to name any names, Lindsey Graham, I don't want to point any fingers, Mitt Romney, I don't want to call out any bullies, Mike Pompeo. No, ladies and gentlemen, the fight within the Republican Party is clear. We will either be the party of Goldwater and Lincoln and Reagan and Trump, or we will be the party of McCarthy, McConnell, Romney, and Lindsey Graham. I know where I stand. So let me ask you, are you all in this fight for America? Are you ready to send Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell to the showers? These upcoming primaries, particularly here in Florida, are crucial. There are a number of rhinos seeking re-election. I'll give you one that comes to mind immediately. Do nothing, Dan Webster. This guy couldn't even bother to show up to vote against the second impeachment of Donald Trump. So choose carefully. Whatever you do, folks, do not send a penny to the Republican National Committee. Do not send a penny to the National Republican Congressional Committee. Get involved in the America Project, led by that great American patriot, General Michael Flynn. Means I'm the only guy you know that's got a dick on the front and the back. And it's not there as a political statement, it is there as a daily reminder that in life, when you get knocked down, when you suffer defeats, when you suffer setbacks, it's not a time to quit, it's a time to get up and get back in the game. President Nixon said, "The greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but when you suffer some defeats, when you take some knocks, some disappointments, Because until one has been in the deepest valley, one cannot appreciate the majesty of the highest mountaintop. America is in a crisis as we have never seen before. Our Justice Department has been weaponized and is entirely politicized. It has been the policy of the Department of Justice for as long as I've been in politics, and that's 40 years, that we don't charge and arrest candidates for public office 6 months before the election. But that's what they did in Michigan days ago when they arrested the leading Republican candidate for governor. And then we watched this kabuki dance on television, the January 6th hearings. Very interesting. Where was the footage of the cold-blooded murder of Roseanne Boylan and Ashley Babbitt at the hands of the Capitol Hill police? Why didn't they show us that footage last night? Pray for the January 6th detainees. Those who willfully broke the law should be punished, but the punishment should fit the crime. And pre-trial detention that lasts longer, with the denial of medical attention, with the denial of free process, with the denial of potable water and food, in squalid, sewer-like conditions, that's not America. That's not how we treat prisoners in America. It's a violation of the Geneva Convention. It is a stain on our democracy. Washington Post's slogan, democracy dies in darkness. Okay, Nancy Pelosi released the thousands of hours of footage of the Capitol on January 6th. Where's the Washington Post editorials about that? They don't exist. No, Nixon tells us, man is not finished when he is defeated. He is only finished when he quits. I'm proud to be on this stage with patriots like Mike Lindell, Eric Trump, we're going to hear from shortly, like Joe Flynn, like my friend Paco, like so many others. We are not doing this for our health. We're not doing it because it's easy. After my pardon, my wife and I have been sued in 17 baseless, unsubstantiated, groundless lawsuits. They call this lawfare. That allows them to drag your name through the mud yet again, pay thousands of dollars in legal fees. Some of you also know that shortly after my pardon, my wife of 30 years was diagnosed with aggressive stage 4 cancer. And I'm happy to tell you today, through the healing power of Jesus Christ, through our faith in the Lord, my wife is now 120 days cancer-free. I've experienced four miracles in my own life. One, the miracle of the commutation of my sentence at the hands of a draconian Soviet-style show trial, an ethically corrupt judge. Two, a full pardon by the greatest president of my lifetime, Donald Trump. Three, I know the left wing hates this. Sorry, January 6th. Wasn't at the ellipse, didn't march to the Capitol, wasn't at the Capitol, don't know anything about it, other than the constant guilt by association. Roger Stone knows Donald Trump, and Roger Stone knows members of the Proud Boys, therefore nothing. And now, my wife being cured of cancer, the greatest gift of God of all. Pray for me, my friends. Pray for one more miracle, nothing less than the preservation of the shining city on the hill, nothing more than the salvation and preservation of the greatest nation on earth, the United States of America. God bless you.
much for coming out. You are the Patriots. This is what we need, exactly what we need. Make sure you go to frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. My next guest, American Success Story. I mean, you talk about a guy who was down. Now he's on top of the world, but he's attacked because he's a patriot. An American built his business in America and still employs Americans. And I can tell you, he puts out a darn good product. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Lindell!
Facebook, Twitter, you name it.